Hello, this is Monsignor Schadl again with the Tuesday, March 24th edition of Monsignor's Musings. This is my way to informally keep in touch with you during this period of isolation. I want to remind you today of all the ways that we're trying to keep in touch. Remember that we are continuing to publish the Sunday Steward, our parish bulletin, online. You can get it online even though you don't have the print copy. That's available, as well as this podcast and many other resources, at our St. Luke webpage, which is www.stluke.org. Many resources available there. Also, we have a St. Luke Parish Facebook page. So does St. Luke Catholic School. And then there's resources on the Archdiocesan website, www.archindy.org. Resources there, including a possibility to watch the daily Mass broadcast from the Blessed Sacrament Chapel at our cathedral downtown. So those resources are available. We want to keep in touch with you as best we can. We want to bring you a sense of faith and especially hope. Let's don't lose hope during this particular time. You know, we hear lots of bad news on television. In fact, Monsignor Stumpf told me just a bit ago, we had lunch, that he's not even going to watch any coronavirus stuff on television today. And I don't blame him. But we must be very careful. We must follow the directive of the governor, the president, the archbishop, and so on and so forth. But it's not a time to panic. We cannot lose hope. Every time somebody sneezes, we can't be calling Leopard Mortuary. I was reading elsewhere today that, probably at least in our country, there have been 80,000 people afflicted with the coronavirus who have recovered. So let's be very careful, but let's not lose hope. One thing I've been doing is probably reading the newspaper a little bit more thoroughly than I normally do. And I noticed in my horoscope for yesterday, now I don't believe in all these horoscopes, they're kind of entertainment value as far as I'm concerned. But my horoscope for Pisces, here's what it said. It said, there is an endeavor that you would do even if you weren't paid. You'd wake up early or stay up late to do it. If it were suddenly made illegal tomorrow, you would risk it in secret. That's the way I feel about the priesthood. That's the way I feel about ministry. That's why I want to keep in touch with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's continue to go forth, trusting in the providence which so far has never failed us.